For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It all started as a cordial, closed-door Oval Office meeting between President Trump, Vice President Pence, and Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi over the spending deadline and funding for the border wall. But the niceties deteriorated quickly at a photo op.
You want to know something?
For more than 15 minutes, the two sides talked past each other.
This is spiraled downwards.
Nancy Pelosi urged them to stop the on-camera bickering.
But it's not fair, Nancy.
It's called transparency.
Emboldened by their House takeover, Democrats say they won't give the president the $5 billion that Mexico was supposed to pay him for a wall. Mr. Trump noted the expanded Republican majority in the Senate. That's when Chuck Schumer spoke up.
We're on the Senate.
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
USA's Chris Barnes reports the CEO of Google went before a panel of lawmakers.
90% of all internet searches go through Google. That is power. And it comes with responsibility.
Republican House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy there also concerned that the social media giant may be stifling conservative voices. Sundar Pichai denying that and saying protecting user data and privacy has been Google's top priority.
We've invested an enormous amount of work over the years to bring choice, transparency, and control to our users. These values are built into every product we make.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A stumbling block for adult film star Stormy Daniels, as a federal judge has ordered her to pay more than $293,000 to the lawyers representing President Trump in her defamation lawsuit. The president's attorney had asked for $780,000. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, says they will appeal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows might be on President Trump's list of candidates, replacing John Kelly as White House Chief of Staff. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
You know, it's not been anything that I've been out advocating for. My life changed over the last 24 hours when Nick Ayers decided not to do it, and there was a story out there that I was on a list. You know, I can't say this. It's going to be the president's decision.
You're listening to North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News. He's asked if he's been contacted by President Trump to be the new chief of staff as the president weighs his options to replace John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the year.
It's going to be one that he gets to pick from a lot of well-qualified candidates. And at the end of the day, it's who's going to serve him best and serve this country best. And so right now I've got a great job in representing the people of Western North Carolina. I'm going to continue to do that. And yet at the same time, there needs to be someone to support this president and making sure that we indeed make America great again.
A manhunt is continuing for the lone gunman who opened fire in Strasbourg, France, at a Christmas market, killing two people. Counter-terrorist investigators have taken charge of the case as they know the gunman and he has links to radicalism. The town of Strasbourg is still on lockdown while the manhunt continues. A dozen people were injured in the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.